It's time for another one.
Yes, another mystery artist from today's Q106 Storytellers Jam, presented by Settlers Bank. Oh, is this our next mystery artist?
This is him.
Oh, God. Already now, a hint right away.
Normally, we ask because a voice changer has been put on, so we don't know who you are, if you're a guy or a gal, but you said him, so you identify as a fella.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know I had a voice changer on.
That's how mysterious. That's how mysterious that today's Q106 Storytellers Jam 27 mystery artists are.
All right, so let's get right into it with him. Have you ever been to today's Q106 Storytellers Jam in the past?
I haven't.
No.
You have not? Okay, so first timer.
Okay.
Okay. Would you say that you are a mysterious kind of person?
I would not say that. No, I'm more of an open book.
Okay. So do you put a lot of your life on social media and things like that?
I put a good amount. There are some things that I keep to myself and try to separate real life from social media.
Do you have any kids?
No kids.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about that part of social media, too. Do I put my kids? How many photos do I share? All that fun stuff.
Here's the deal. A lot of people need to understand is your kids ain't that cute. And nobody's after
Jackson!
Your kids. I'm just saying. Everyone's always worried someone's going to kidnap your kids. Your kids aren't that great. Nobody wants your kids. That's all.
None of those worries here.
Okay. Do you have any pets?
I don't have any pets either.
Okay.
If you did have any pets, would you be a dog or a cat person?
I would be a dog person.
I like that answer.
Well, I'm a cat person. It's all good, no matter what.
But I tolerate you.
When you're on stage playing at today's Q106 Storytellers Jam, will you be wearing a hat?
Most likely will not be wearing a hat.
Oh, okay. Will you be playing any instruments?
I'll be playing guitar.
Yeah. Who taught you how to play guitar?
Mostly just myself and, listening to records. And YouTube taught me a little bit. And, some lessons along the way.
So this kind of ages the person here by saying YouTube taught me.
Oh, that's a good hint. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, me,
that's
when
our generation.
Back in my day, if you wanted to learn guitar, you had to learn it from a person.
You had to
buy a tape off the TV.
Okay. Can we ask what part of the United States you call home?
I'm a Midwest kid.
Woohoo! Right. Ooh, we love Midwest, of course.
Yeah. The Midwest is big, though.
Oh.
They consider Kansas Midwest.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not anywhere near Kansas.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you been to Wisconsin in the last year?
I have.
Ooh. What'd you do when you were in Wisconsin?
A couple times. I've mostly been playing music up there.
Okay.
Well, when you're not on stage, did you get to go anywhere? Did you get to do anything in Wisconsin, go to a bar or anything?
Yeah, I went somewhere and had some cheese and a spotted cow.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So Wisconsin. I love it.
Yeah. If I'm there, I'm going to do it right.
Yeah.
Who would you say is your biggest musical influence?
Oh, man. I would have to go with Brooks and Dunn, George Strait, and then newer stuff would be, heavily influenced by Dirk Bentley, Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney.
Cool.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right.
If there was someone to play you in a movie about you, who would you pick?
Oh, I think I'd go with Matthew McConaughey. That would be awesome.
Any resemblance or just wishful thinking?
Just probably more just wishful thinking.
Okay. A humble guy. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, mystery artist. We're excited to welcome you on stage March 8th when we get to finally reveal who the heck you are. Man, this is tough. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea either.
Man.
Yeah,
but that's awesome.
He's
definitely getting into this. Well, thanks so much. You have yourself a great day.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for the time.
You betcha.